Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Boston.
Get up.
Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa.
The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Can we talk about how Melissa's an insane person?
Can we not? Thanks.
She's an insane person. Listen, actually, you know what? You're insane, but a lot of people, they have this, the same philosophy, I guess. By the way, it's the Get Up Crew. It's Hot 96.9, where if you're in a relationship, and, you know, like a restaurant or something like that that you go to all the time, like in a relationship. And if you break up from that relationship, all of a sudden, like for some reason, you punish yourself by not going to that delicious restaurant anymore. Melissa's do it because we're trying to figure out what we're going to do for Melissa's birthday. And there's this one restaurant that we went to one time. I could be wrong. Maybe you went there more than one time, but I believe you only went there one time. And the time that we went there, Melissa happened to go with a gentleman that she was seeing. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Follow along here.
He's nameless.
The one time. So her and this gentleman broke up. And now that we're trying to figure out where we're going to go to dinner for her birthday, you know, we recommend it. We're like, hey, how about we go to that restaurant we went to that one time? She goes, no. That restaurant's off limits.
Dead to me.
It's dead to me because of my breakup. And I'm like, wait, but was that like your restaurant? No. I go, how many times did you go there? Once. I'm like, what? So now
not
you
going back.
You're
once?
Not,
yeah. Uno.
Uno.
And I don't even remember Pebbles, where it was.
Pebbles, it wasn't even.
Oh,
it was in Brooklyn. I can tell you exactly
yes.
where it was. Pebbles.
And it was delicious.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, come on.
Pebbles,
it was average.
It wasn't
at
even.
It was delicious.
Pebbles, it wasn't even first date restaurant. It wasn't the restaurant where they broke up. It was just a restaurant where they ate together once. And she's now cutting it off.
So were there, like, other places across the city? Like, we can't go there. We sat on that bench once.
I know.
Pebbles.
Like, how far does this go?
Let's, like...
Do you have to take a different route to work if you got in the car?
We have to take it on a case-by-case basis.
My God.
So what are we suggesting?
Do you know what's funny is that my wife, there's a restaurant... This is where it gets weird. It was a restaurant that... Okay, so when I was dating... There was a restaurant in Framingham, Sushi Spot, that was near my house. It was like 10 minutes away from my house.
I know which one it was.
Yeah. Sambo's, delicious.
Yes.
So that was a spot that whenever I would go out with a girl, I'd go there because it was convenient. Honestly, because it was convenient for me.
Very good.
Yeah. I'm like, hey, listen.
Ramiro, I'll treat his token spot.
I'll treat you for dinner. Uh-huh. This is the place that we're going to go to. It's delicious. I'm paying. It's close to my house. Boom. The second she found out... That was my, like, date spot. She's like, we're never going there again.
And yes, I said, Nicole, I go, yes.
I'm like, what does that have? She goes, you've been there with multiple women.
Absolutely.
I'm like, what, you think that they're keeping track?
Doesn't matter. I understand where she's coming from completely.
How are you punishing me for something that
you can go there alone. You ain't going to take her. I completely get that. Because now she's thinking to herself, great, so now I'm just a number on your list you're just going to take. Like,
she's my wife.
Nicole is more special than the place you took every woman to. She deserves her own place. You find another place for just her.
So now it's like when you're with somebody. I feel bad for anybody right now who's dating someone and you're unsure of this relationship because, God forbid, you guys are going somewhere delicious to get pizza. You might never be able to get that pizza anymore.
Ever.
My God. Listen, if you have like a spot, like, I don't even know. It doesn't have to be a spot. It could be anything weird. Like, there's something you
it
don't do anymore.
It could be a TV show that you won't watch anymore.
Perfect example.
Okay.
Perfect example.
What? Right.
Do you say that for a reason?
Oh, yeah.
What?
What is it?
No, it was just before. It's an old show. It's not even on anymore. But it was the show we used to watch together all the time, and I could never watch it again. I don't even think I watched the last season of the show because I couldn't watch it.
That's amazing.
That was an ongoing thing. That wasn't like a once.
Yeah, one episode.
Right. It wasn't like we watched one episode and I can't watch it
anymore. But, Pebs, you don't even know how it ended.
I know. I don't.
Oh, my.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.